Welcome to the Asbury First United Methodist Church Weekly Sermon. We hope you enjoy this message. For more information about this podcast or other ways to connect, please visit asburyfirst.org.
You may have noticed something is a little different here in the sanctuary when you entered this morning. This, of course, served this stage that was built by so many volunteers over the course of the last week. Is here both for the Children's Sunday today, which in my mind, to be honest, is the church at its very best. The opportunity for our children to lead us, to give us a little insight into what it means to be people of faith. What a gift it has already been, and just wait until you see what they have prepared for you. It'll be nice to hear a good sermon every once in a while. It is also, of course, here for The Sound of Music, which is next Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. So you will have the stage with us. We will have the stage with us again next Sunday as well. It is such a gift to be able to have. There is so much work that has gone into this children's show, and I want to say a special thank you to Holly Temming, who is our director of children's music and has done so much to bring these children together. To, of course, Miss Paula Dugan, our director of children's ministry. To Annette and David for their playing their wonderful music with us today. And so, without further ado, I turn it over to our children.
Okay, everybody, get in your places. Okay, let me get up here. Oh, I get my own spotlight. Come on. It's okay. Don't be scared. You're not scared, are you? Come on, it's okay. What's the problem?
Look at all those people.
They're watching us.
Yeah.
What if they don't like us?
I can't see my mom.
What if I do something stupid?
What if I forget my lines?
I got a sinking feeling.
Yeah, like I'm in a leaky boat without a paddle.
Yeah!
Sometimes I feel scared. Sometimes I feel weak. Lost and lonely as a wayward sheep. If you're really there, God, show me that you care. God, for my boat is small and the sea is so deep.
Everyone I see is smarter than me. Everyone is strong and twice as fast. Everyone is wittier, more talented and prettier. I think I'm the worst in the cast.
Hey everybody, relax. Gonna be okay.
Are you sure?
Trust me, I'm the narrator.
If you say so.
You know what might help? I think we should pray like we do before rehearsal. Please join us as we pray. Lord, we thank you that you're here.
Lord, we thank you that you're here.
Please help us present your story.
Please help us to present your story.
So everybody watching us.
So everybody watching us.
We'll see you.
We'll see you.
Amen.
Amen.
A long time ago, in the country where Jesus was teaching and healing, there was a child named Benjamin, the youngest in his family. And when he was with his brothers and sisters and their friends, he felt even younger.
Hey, everybody.
What's going on?
He's almost here. We're going to see him.
Who?
The great Rabbi Jesus. Don't you know anything?
Or important like Jesus, or even a friend of Jesus. Still though, maybe if you watch from a distance, no one would notice. So he decided to go see Jesus by himself. But when he went to pack his lunch, the only food left were 5 little pieces of bread and a couple fish. It would have to do. When Benjamin got to the place where Jesus was preaching, he saw a huge crowd was gathering. Quietly, he crept to one side and sat down. The people in the group around him didn't look very important. A lot of them looked weak and poor and lost. In fact, they looked a lot like him. And then Jesus began to preach, and he said words that Benjamin would never forget.
The world may say you're in last place, but in God's eyes, you're first. Do you feel like carrying a heavy burden? Come to me, my burden is light, and I'll carry it with you. Do people say you're meek? Be happy, meek will inherit the earth. For a penny, but God watches over every single one of them. Think about God, how much God cares about you. God is like a shepherd who goes searching for that one sheep that has wandered away from the rest. Even a tiny seed can grow into a big tree that produces fruit. You can be God's seed.
Didn't understand what Jesus was talking about. They thought he came to be a great king, and they wanted to be leaders of his kingdom. Even his disciples argued about it.
Jesus, which one of us is the greatest?
What do we have to do to be the best?
Jesus, there's no one higher, so we ask what you require. Tell us, Lord, what can we do to become as great as you?
But his answer surprised them.
If you're humble to be first, if you're craving to be best, be as humble as a child, be a servant to the rest.
Come if you're weary, come if you're weak,
As the morning passed slowly, Jesus continued to speak. Finally, at lunchtime, there was a pause as people in the crowd got out their food. Benjamin was too excited to eat.
Do you like the preaching?
Yeah, I think he's amazing.
I think so too.
I wish I were old enough to follow him.
Maybe you are.
No, I'm too young. Besides, all those people who follow him are strong and smart and good. I'm a nobody.
Join the crowd.
What's so funny?
I know something about the people that followed Jesus. One of them was a tax collector everybody hated.
Really?
Yeah, and I know a woman who was weak and sick before Jesus healed her. Now, she follows Jesus everywhere.
Wow, I thought they'd be like heroes or something. You know, like the stories of David or Moses.
Well, you know, Moses always wasn't a great prophet. Once he was just a little baby.
And who watched over him? His sister, Miriam.
Moses was a baby in the Nile, and even though his sister was a child, she helped protect her brother secretly, so later he could set his people free. Moses, Moses, Moses.
Every hero was once a child who needed help along the way. They were not strong without the Lord. The Spirit filled them when they prayed.
Shepherd boy who found a star.
follow Jesus are like me?
Which one's the tax collector?
Right there.
You?
Name's Zacchaeus, number one nobody.
And I'm Mary from the town of Magdala. I was the nobody Jesus healed. Now we all follow him.
So don't give up.
Maybe I have something for you to do.
Just always be ready to say yes.
After lunch, Jesus continued to preach. In fact, he preached on and on, hour after hour, until finally the sun was getting low in the sky. Some of his disciples said to him, "Lord, these people are getting hungry. You should send them away." And Jesus replied, "Why don't you feed them?" The disciples were shocked. There were over 5,000 in the crowd. It would take a huge amount of money to buy food, dinner for all of them. But Jesus said to them, "Go see how much food we have." So the disciples went in the crowd to look for food.
Does anybody got any food they could spare? Anything over here?
Not even leftovers? Come on, these poor people are hungry.
Anything over here? Anything you could share?
Wait, I have something.
5 little pieces of bread.
And 2 fish.
For 5,000 people?
Sorry, I don't think so, kid.
Wait a minute, Andrew. Didn't he ask us what we had?
Yes.
Well, this is what we have.
Come on, take it to him, Andrew.
Okay.
So the disciples took Benjamin's lunch to Jesus. Benjamin waited anxiously. When the great leader saw the little pieces of bread and fish, would he laugh too? But he didn't. He looked right at Benjamin and smiled.
Be first if you're craving to be best. Be as humble as a child. Be a servant to the rest. Come if you're weary. Come if you're weak. Someday the earth will belong to the meek. Come if you're hungry.
Then Jesus had the crowd sit down. He took the bread, blessed it as the crowd watched expectantly.
Take the bread, give thanks above. Bless the bread and share his love. So little bread, what can you do? Break the loaf and make it 2. 4 more times, do it again. Break the loaves and make them 10. How can 10 feed so many? Break the loaves and make them 20. What's the sight I see before me? Break the loaves and make them 40. Keep them passing till they're done, till there's food for everyone.
The disciples passed out the baskets of bread into the crowd. As people received them, they took some of the bread and passed the baskets on to those beside them, and they passed them on to others. Eventually, everyone had bread and was eating it.
Come on.
When everyone had eaten and was satisfied, Jesus told his disciples to gather up the food that was left over so nothing would be wasted. It didn't take long before everyone could see something strange was happening. The baskets began to fill. How could there be more food than when they started? But they could see it was true. There was too much bread and fish left to ignore.
There's more and more and more and more and more and more and more.
Arithmetic in heaven can tenderly surprising. For when we count the baskets left, we see the numbers rising. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah!
Then Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Anyone who comes to me will never go hungry. So one boy who shared touched thousands. In fact, since we're still telling his story, he's touching people even today.
thank you, thank you to our children. What a great job you did. Thank you. Thank you for reminding us that small things done with great love can change the world. That is a message we could all stand to hear these days. Thank you so much. Thank you for leading this. Thank you to all who helped make it possible, to all the parents who helped make all of the rehearsals, and to all the children. Thank you for the message that you shared and the bread of life that you have given us.
Thank you for listening to the Asbury First Weekly Sermon. If you enjoyed this message, please visit asburyfirst.org and learn more about our mission to love God and neighbor, live fully, serve all, repeat.